It was a big weekend for the UFC, and it could be a very big week for Major League Baseball. Those will be your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. Welcome to Monday, May 11th. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone had a safe, healthy, productive, and reflective and relaxing weekend. They go too quick, don't they? Let's start with the news today. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Endeavor has secured a $260 million loan to help shore up the company's business. We've been talking about Endeavor. They have had a number of cost-cutting measures, including layoffs, pay cuts, furloughs at Endeavor, at WME, WME Sports. So this big loan here, which will be arranged by JP Morgan Chase, it'll carry an interest rate of just under 11%, while Oaktree Capital Group has agreed to purchase the largest piece of the loan. So a major loan for Endeavor to help them conduct and keep their business moving. Let's shift to the UFC. For Saturday night was a big night for that property. Dana White has worked very, very hard to bring the UFC back into the public spotlight. Saturday's UFC 249 at Jacksonville's ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena seemed very surreal. There were no fans. There were attendants with face masks on, but the event was conducted successfully. And as Dana White said, they'll get better. They have other bouts coming up on Wednesday and next week. They have a string of bouts here. But Dana White has to feel good about the measures that they put in place, the testing that they put in place. At least so far, the early indications, Saturday's event was a success. Big week for Major League Baseball. Multiple reports over the weekend, first by Ken Rosenthal at The Athletic, that baseball will discuss its plans for a 2020 season with a conference call with owners today. And if that goes well, the league will present its proposal to the Major League Baseball Players Association on Tuesday. A rough outline was floated in the media over the weekend. It would have a regular season beginning in early July and consisting of approximately 80 games. The schedule would be regionalized to minimize travel. So keep your eye on this. Then they have to have the discussion about compensation and pay, which I think could be the most contentious, of course. We talked about that on First Look, and we talked about that last week. We also talked that Major League Baseball owners were probably okay with the 60 to 80 game season as long as they could keep the postseason intact, and that seems to be what their eye is on. Let's shift to the NBA, where Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts and Chris Paul had apparently a very open and honest call on Friday afternoon. Silver met and talked to a number of players. There was an audio recording of the call that was cited on ESPN that gave some of the details. Silver said that no decision on returning to play this season needed to be made this month or even into the start of June. So again, Adam Silver looking for the longest possible stretch. He did say that returning in one of two potential sites, Orlando or Las Vegas, made the most sense. He also expressed this very somber figure that 40% of the league's revenue is being lost, because that's the money that comes from game nights and the gate and concessions and merchandise in arenas on game night. He also added it could turn out to be, quote, the single greatest challenge of all our lives, end quote. So my takeaway from Adam Silver is he's still playing the waiting game. They still don't feel comfortable that they see enough optimistic signs to return. But if they do return, it's going to be, of course, later, and it will be in one of these quarantine sites. Big news over the weekend with ESPN's Monday Night Football booth. Not really surprising. Richard Deitch had it. Barry Jackson had it. So a couple of reports over the weekend that Joe Tessitore and Booger McFarland will not return to the Monday Night Football booth next season. No decision on who the successors will be. Most agree they will be internal. Some names floated, including Steve Levy, Dan Orlovsky, Louis Riddick, Brian Griese. Other names mentioned, Kurt Warner and Nate Bertelsen. Remember, our John Oran has also floated that ESPN's lead college team of Chris Fowler and Kirk Herbstreit could be moved over into the Monday Night Football booth. I found interesting the comments from NCAA President Mark Emmert on Friday in an NCAA Twitter channel video on Friday. Emmert said that college athletes are college students, and you can't have college sports if you don't have college campuses open and having students on them. So Emmert seemed to put a flag in the ground saying that he only sees games returning if schools are open. There was a lot of reports over the weekend on which schools, which conferences could have schools open. And Emirates' comments came after Big East Commissioner Val Ackerman also said on Friday that her conference had already decided fall sports would not be played if students aren't allowed on campus. So you have those two leaders speaking out. Keep looking for other commissioners or other major influential voices in college sports to say how they anticipate this whole fall season playing out, because you could have people on both sides of the fence. Right now, Emirate and Ackerman very adamant, if colleges aren't open, college sports will not be playing. I want to end with a few quick things. Staying on college, there was a report over the weekend that NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball Dan Gavitt, very well regarded in the NCAA circles, was going to be leaving to become the National Association of Basketball Coaches Executive Director. Well, Gavitt said he is staying at the NCAA. That's good news for the NCAA. Again, very well regarded. And finally, in Taiwan, the Chinese Professional Baseball League on Friday opened ballparks to spectators for the first time, but they capped attendance at 1,000 and they kept fans at least three seats apart, with every second row also left empty. There's some pictures online, pretty interesting, but again, early template, early blueprint of how maybe some of the live sports experience could look like, unfortunately, going forward. But at least there are some steps to bring some sports back. So let's hope this is a good, positive week. Let's hope people stay safe, stay healthy. That is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, May 11th. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a great start to your week.